My name is Megan. I am a co-host of the university's Take Note podcast recorded on Kaurna land. As an international student born and raised in Malaysia, I acknowledge that I live, study, and work on the lands of the Kaurna people. I pay my respects to Kaurna elders, past and present.
My name is Olivia. I'm a co-host of the university's Take Note podcast, which is recorded on Kaurna land. I was born and raised on Kaurna country. In 2019, I was fortunate to visit the APY lands and live within the Pipalit Jara community for 5 days. This visit was eye-opening and truly allowed me to understand the depth of culture prevalent in the lands. I'd like to acknowledge the elders past, present and future as the true owners of the land and express my gratitude for everything they've helped me learn and will continue to learn.
My name is Jo. I work at the University of Adelaide in student communications. I'd like to acknowledge that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples are the original and most enduring storytellers and artists, passing down a rich oral tradition of history, cultural values, and spiritual knowledge. Telling stories of our education journey that inspire and support understanding of backgrounds that are different from our own is one of the most powerful ways storytelling can positively influence our community. I was born and raised on Kaurna country and pay my respects to Kaurna elders, past and present.
Before this episode begins, this is a disclaimer that neither of us are of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander descent or are experts in their histories or cultures. This episode is designed to be an open discussion about what we do know, what we're learning, and sharing that learning journey. We're open to all feedback and we'll continue to learn and listen.
You'll want to make a note.
Should you be taking notes or something?
You got a pencil? Write this down, quick.
Why aren't you taking notes?
Write this down.
Aren't you going to write this down?
Did you need me to take notes?
Please take note.
And welcome back. It is, I want to say episode 7.
I think so, yeah.
Oh my God, we are literally flying through it.
Oof.
This is always my favorite time of year. For those of you that don't know, it's my birthday in 5 days.
Oh. I was going to say winter, woo, but it's no. Really cold. I've been freezing the past few days.
It is literally freezing. I'm just so grateful. For those of you that haven't seen, we graduated last week and it didn't rain on graduation day. Praise the Lord.
And it was sunny for like a quick bit. I was taking as many photos as I could.
Yes, the sun came out and I was like, snap. Photos right now.
Oh my gosh.
I had like a full camera crew following me. I had my sister with my phone. I had my boyfriend with a list of all the types of photos that
I
wanted.
Did you actually come up with a list?
Oh yeah, I had a full list and I had them following me around. Like
oh
I was like,
gosh.
I need to get a photo with this person. I want a photo here like this. Cap toss, non-cap toss, family. Like it was
a whole
shebang.
Side profile, back profile.
No, literally.
Oh
I'm like embarrassed.
No, but you looked so good though. We both wore yellow that day. It was
yeah,
so cute. We
it was
were
so
matching.
Cute. And I've posted a photo of us together in our little yellow dresses. So if you haven't already seen it, go have a look on uaa.oncampus. And you can see a little photo of us matching at graduation.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited. Ooh, I love that we graduated the same day. What a
yeah.
coincidence. But it's crazy how we had the same course for like 3 years and we only met like last semester.
No, literally we met like as our degrees were almost done and we did like the whole degree together.
But I really admire people who have the same class for like the whole degree because you actually managed to make like real friendships
yeah.
and whatever. But you got lucky with Olivia and your friend group.
Yeah, but I forced her to do all her classes with me.
But like every semester you see like a whole different, like a whole group of different people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't like, I have new friends every single semester. Like I make new friends
no,
and
literally.
I meet new people.
And then there's people that you're like, oh, I'm close to them because we just had a class, but then you won't see them for like ages.
Yeah, literally. Anyways, outside of graduation, on a serious note, it is Reconciliation Week. What do you know about Reconciliation Week, Olivia?
For me, Reconciliation Week is like super duper important. And I'll talk about this a bit more later on.
Yeah.
But when I was perfect time of year, obviously being Reconciliation Week, but over my 16th birthday, so I'm about to turn 22 in 2 days' time when this episode comes out on the 26th of May. But 6 years ago, I traveled to the APY lands over my 16th birthday, 10 people from my school. We went on a bus. We went all the way up there. It took us like 3 days to drive up there on all of the
Whoa.
Like bright red dirt roads. It was just like the most eye-opening experience ever. We camped in the kindy of this school that we lived at. So the kindy room, we like set up mattresses and sleeping bags and we slept there for 5 days and we all got paired up and we went to all of the different classes in the school and we would spend like literally the whole day with them. We would like eat our lunch with them. They would come in for breakfast in the morning and we would help prepare breakfast. We rotated between the five groups. So basically there was 10 of us and there was five different classes in this school that we went to. It was in Pipalatjara. If you don't know where that is, you can look it up. It's in the APY lands. And we would rotate. So we were in like partners and we would spend one day in the kindy and then one day in like the 1 to 3s and then one day in the 4 to 5s. And then we spent a day with the seniors and everyone was just so lovely and you could just tell that they were always so grateful for everything that they had. Like at the end, like all of us went up with like such nice stuff. Like we bought new shorts for the trip and things like that because you need to dress like kind of conservatively up there. Like you wear like t-shirts and longer shorts. So we had all these like all of us are going up there with like our brand new Nike shorts and things like that. And we literally just left it all for them there. Like you would think that we would like keep it, but it's like once you spend some days up there, like anything that you have that you think that you need, like you just realize that you don't need it. Like I literally just, this sounds so silly. I just bought this new pack of scrunchies when I went up there and it was like the cutest color ever. And it like went with all my clothes. And I was like, why do I need this? Like I don't. So I like left it to one of the girls up there.
Oh.
And then they all wrote us like the loveliest cards when we were leaving and they ran after the bus. It was like seriously just an incredible 5 days and we just spent the whole time learning about Indigenous culture and the importance of it. And then we spent another 3 days traveling around to like Uluru and camping and things like that.
And that was like just the group.
Yeah, just like the 10 people, like no one from the community. And then we came back on the bus and I seriously couldn't have asked for a better birthday. Sorry to make it about me. I couldn't have asked for like a better birthday or a better experience. And then my sister did the trip 2 years later and she had the exact same experience. Like we both just loved every single moment of it.
And she went back to the same
community.
Okay.
And we learned a couple of like words of the Pipalatjara language, which is Pit and Jatjara. I can't remember some of them, but like the dog was called like Wondala.
Oh.
It was so cute. Like everything was just like so eye-opening and like you don't even think about needing your phone or anything while you're up there. Like they took away our SIM cards and I was like, oh my God, don't take away my SIM card. But yeah. Once you're up there, it seriously is like the last thing that's on your mind.
Should have asked this before, but like what is APY lands?
See, that's really interesting because I feel like me growing up in Australia, like probably not everyone, but I feel like the APY lands, you don't even really think about what it is, but you just know that it's kind of like that area that's like at the top of South Australia. And it like, I'm pretty sure goes a little bit into some of the other states like Western Australia, Northern Territory, like right in the center of the map, basically. So like, okay. If you think where the Northern Territory meets South Australia, obviously Uluru is like slightly into the Northern Territory, but the APY lands is pretty much at the very top of South Australia.
Okay.
And it's like so hot. Like you think of like life in Adelaide and there's like all these beaches and like we live on the coast. It's like right in the center, like always hot.
Oh my
gosh. The dirt is like so bright red, like you wouldn't even believe it. But I actually think it's really interesting what APY lands stands for. You'll have to excuse my pronunciation, but it's Anangu Pijinjatjara Yunkanjara. Wow. I think that's how you say it.
Yeah.
And basically two of the most common languages in the APY lands is Pijinjatjara and I think Yunkanjara.
Okay.
And Anangu in both of those languages means people. So it's like the people of the two big lands.
Yeah. Wow.
Obviously, there's so many languages spoken up there and everything like that, but I think it's really interesting. And obviously, I'm very fortunate to have been and visited the lands and to really understand what it's like to be up there. But I feel like the knowledge that people can bring back is obviously good, but is no comparison to being able to visit it yourself.
Yeah.
And off the back of the trip that I went on, we met with the group of people that were going on the trip the year afterwards to like get them excited and to understand what the trip was going to be like. And then we had a meeting after they'd been on the trip just to like remember like how good the experience was and everything like that. Like it was just seriously incredible. And I have all these photos, like we're not allowed to share photos from it, but like we have all of these photos where we would just play in like big open plains with an old tire half buried into the ground, like just things that like you wouldn't even think would be fun if you think about it today, but like you just had the most fun like running around with all of these kids that just have like such joy of life.
That's
like,
so
obviously,
cute.
They don't live the privileged lives that we live, but they just, the joy that you can see in their face when you're playing with them is seriously unmatched.
Oh, and you said it was a 5 hours drive from here.
Oh, way more than five hours. It took us 3 days.
Okay. And was it just like a straight, like, how'd you guys get there?
So we had a bus and we like had to bring all of our own food and everything.
Like, and you guys cooked for them as well, right?
kind of, so like they had food up there, so we helped them cook breakfast club.
Yeah.
Which was like all the kids would come to school early at like 7 a.m. and eat breakfast.
Whoa.
And then we had lunch with them, but then we stayed in the school and we just cooked our own dinners just for the 10 of us at night.
Okay.
Like the kids had all gone home.
Okay.
Which is good. I forget where we stopped. I think we went to Port Augusta for the night.
Okay.
And then we drove and we went to, I cannot remember. We stayed somewhere on the second night and then on the third day we arrived. But then on the way back, we just did it in 2 days. So we drove from like the Uluru-ish area to Cooper Pedy. And yeah. Then we had a huge day on the last day. We left at 5 a.m. and we got back at 5 p.m. and we drove from Cooper Pedy to Adelaide.
Okay. That's a long ride. I guess so, like, I get motion sick so easily.
Oh, the day of my birthday was, like, the day that we left wherever we were staying and we arrived in the community mm-hmm. in Pipalitjara. The bus ride that day on my birthday was, like, you can't even see that in the episode, but it literally was just, like, up and down. Like,
yeah.
You couldn't even listen to music. We all just sat there, like, bouncing on this bus.
You couldn't even listen to music.
No, you couldn't. Like, I don't get motion sickness, and I was, like, feeling pretty sick that day.
Oh my God, I can't imagine.
It was crazy.
Okay. But wow. That sounds so fulfilling though.
It was amazing. But like, obviously I understand that not everyone is fortunate enough to be able to go visit up there, which I think is why Reconciliation Week is so important. So I feel like Reconciliation Week, obviously reconciliation happens every day in Australia and I hope that it can continue to happen even more. But reconciliation is like so important to strengthen the relationships between people that are of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander descent and non-Indigenous people.
Mm-hmm.
Like me and yourself, whether we are Australian or we're like international Australians, and I feel like learning about the culture is so important.
Yeah. I think it's good to be also open about not knowing and then just being open to learning more. It's a good place to start to like learn about the culture, like why you're here, where you are.
Mm.
Like I didn't grow up here. I came from Malaysia and I only came here, I think, about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And even then, I would see like acknowledgement of countries in our lectures before it starts or like before events, they would like put out an acknowledgement of country. And personally, I didn't really think much about it. I just thought they were like, yeah.
I feel like even people from Australia, like they see that pop up and they're like, oh my God, another acknowledgement of country.
Yeah. Like took me till like last year to actually know that, oh, this is Aboriginal country.
Yeah.
We're living in like a country of Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander peoples. Like I didn't know much about it. I just knew that, you know, it was the land of Aboriginal people. That's it.
Mm.
I didn't think much about like acknowledging it. I didn't think much about like where I'm studying and like why it's so important to acknowledge it. Yeah, the more you know. But I think last year, Take Note did an episode with a special guest as well.
So we had two special guests on last year, which was really good. We had Uncle Rod, which like I would assume most of our listeners would know because he does all of the official Welcome to Countries that we do for like all of the big university events.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a student from CASM. I don't know the actual meaning of CASM, but it's basically our Aboriginal arts school that we have in the university, and she was like a music student that studies like Aboriginal music, which was really interesting.
Oh okay wow that's really cool. I like that the university has that. See, I didn't even know that until now. That's kind of the whole point of this episode as well, that like there's so much to learn.
Yeah,
and there's
exactly.
So much you don't know, but it's good to like start talking about it and even just like learning more about it, even if you don't know nothing.
Yeah. And I feel like obviously, once again, my birthday is on the 26th of May. And the 26th of May, I don't know if you did this when you're a kid, but like I wanted my birthday to be like some cool day, like mm-hmm. International something day. Like one of my friends, her birthday was on International Donut Day. And I was like, that's so cool. Like my birthday is not on anything cool. Anyway, I looked it up. My birthday is Sorry Day.
Sorry
Day. You know what Sorry Day is?
No.
So basically every year Sorry Day is held on the 26th of May, my birthday. Sorry Day is way more important than my birthday. I just want to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
But that's like the reason why I initially learned about it. Like this is when I was like 8. I was like looking up like,
oh my gosh, okay.
What's on the 26th of May in Australia? And it kept popping up. It was Sorry Day. So then that was my first kind of moment where I like really understood, I guess, how important it is. And it's basically a day to acknowledge the stolen generations and like everything. Do you know about the stolen generations?
Very briefly, but it sounds really devastating, like just knowing briefly about it.
Yeah. So it's basically a day to like apologize for what the government did within the stolen generations and just acknowledges that like we are sorry. So we acknowledge it every year on the 26th of May, which then kicks off Reconciliation Week. So then on the 27th of May every year, Okay. Reconciliation Week starts and runs until the 3rd of June.
Okay.
So basically it runs from like after Sorry Day that like kicks off Reconciliation Week, which begins on the 27th of May, which this year will be a Tuesday. So just 4 days after our episode comes out, and then we'll run until the 3rd of June. And it's basically just a whole week of like acknowledging reconciliation, and like everything, it's things that we practice every day, but it's a good opportunity to have like a dedicated time to acknowledge it.
Okay. Oh my gosh. I feel like even just trying to plan this episode and like researching about it, you just don't realize how much you don't even know and how deep it goes into like the learning of like Aboriginal culture and history and Torres Strait Islander cultures and history. But there are a few resources that I found that was really helpful. I think the one that we just searched up on was reconciliation.org.au. They got everything up about Reconciliation Australia and like why we celebrate it, when it is, and their work and all that. It'll be a really good like website to check out if you're wanting to learn more about it.
Yeah, 100%. And I feel like there's never going to be too little that you're doing. Like you can, even if you only have 5 minutes, like just take the 5 minutes to learn what you can about it. And I think everyone would be surprised about not how interesting everything is, but just how like important and how much you can relate to it. Like I feel like even for you as an international student, you would like get so much out of just like 5 minutes of research and just like understanding it.
Yeah, for sure. And no, that's a really good point. I think it's good to even just start somewhere, even if it's just like learning what acknowledgement of country is and why we do it. And I think in this beginning of the episode, we've shared our acknowledgement of countries as well. And I guess my other question is like, yes, we did write our acknowledgement of country. It would be good to share why it's important that we wrote our own and why we shared it.
So the idea for us to have our own acknowledgement of countries came from the Imperfects podcast. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's by Hugh Van Kylenberg, who like did the Resilience Project and everything like that. And at the beginning of their podcast, they all share their own acknowledgement of country. And like, I feel like it really helps to like humanize it. And instead of it being the same, as important as the acknowledgement of country that we do everywhere is, it's important to understand how individual people can really connect to that. And I feel like for us on Take Note, it really shows that the acknowledgement of countries that we're saying is important to everyone. And it's not just we're acknowledging it for the few people in the room that might connect to it. It's like acknowledging the country is important to everyone. And like we can all find a way to connect to it.
Yeah. I think it was nice that we also personalized it. Like it was good that I shared it from like an international student's perspective, because like even though I'm only here for a few years or I haven't even been here for that long, it was good to acknowledge that I do work here, I do live here, and I do study here, and it's not just like Australia, like I'm in the land of Aboriginal people.
Yeah, exactly, which I think is like so important. I feel like we're one of the only countries that has anything even remotely like this, so like a lot of people would be like, whoa, like I don't even understand, but it's like learning about it is so important, and acknowledging it for me has just become a part of what like every day is about, instead of it having to be like a big deal and like remembering it. It's just like a part of what we do. Like I don't even consider that I'm not on Kaurna land. Like I just know that everywhere I go in Adelaide, I'm on Kaurna land.
Yeah. Oh, that's really interesting. Actually, like even just moving in here, you see like different, because I've traveled to the UK before and I've traveled to like other places in Asia, and you can see how some of the cultures like overlap and how they like kind of are similar. But when it comes to like this, like Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures, it's so new. Like I remember seeing the word Kaurna land and being like, what, where is this?
Yeah.
Which is really ironic because I'm quite literally in Kaurna land.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really new for sure. I guess that's why it's so important that we should learn about it.
Yeah, exactly. I guess the other thing, I'll circle back to my trip from when I went to the APY lands, just like being in their schools was so eye-opening. So I went when I was in year 10, and at year 10, when you go to school, like in Adelaide, like not trying to sound privileged, but like I went to a private school in Adelaide. By year 10, I'm like picking my own electives. I'm fully like comprehensive in my like reading, writing, everything. Like even if you're like not a high achieving student, everyone that I went to school with could like easily write like 500 words of text and like can read everything put in front of them with some ease. And we're picking our own subjects and we're like thinking about what we want to do in SACE and what our careers are going to be. And at the same level in the APY lens, you can really see like the levels of difference between it, because they, like I went into a 4-5 class, which obviously is a fair bit younger, and they're like learning how to write the letter A and things like that.
Oh my god.
And then you get to the seniors class, and like obviously they're doing better, but like they're like nowhere near the level of knowledge that we had when we were the same age,
right.
Which is like insane to think about. And they have huge dropout rates of like people not like they were the kindy class had like 30 people and the seniors class had like 30 people, but that was year 9 through to year 12. So like
wow, that's really small.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is like insane to think about. But I think it is really important to, obviously I'm very lucky to have been up there, but I think just like the knowledge that I gained from that trip, like I do want to share as much as possible, which is why I'm loving talking about it today.
Yeah.
And I guess on that topic, we obviously had a conversation with Uncle Rod last year. I highly recommend that every single one of you goes back and listens to last year's episode because, like I said, they had two people that were of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander descent on the episode last year, which we unfortunately haven't been able to do this year. But that's why we wanted to have this episode where we talk, like, and it is kind of an education piece about how acknowledgements of country are important to everyone.
Yeah.
But Uncle Rod made such good points about the importance of not losing Kaurna land and the connection to Kaurna language and Kaurna country.
Yeah.
And he spoke about how just like if everyone tries for 5 minutes to learn some Kaurna language, like how much more likely it is that the language will survive. Because like all of these Indigenous languages, they are dying out. At these schools, they're learning how to speak English, even though they've grown up speaking Pit and Jatjara. And like, like everything is done in English. So it's like, how can we not lose all of this rich culture that is embedded in the language?
Yeah.
And Uncle Rod, you need to go back and listen to the episode, but like he just made like the best points about it. It was so good. And I've even something as simple as like if I was to say like Naamani, do you know what that means?
No.
So like Naamani, I'm pretty sure is how are you? And you would say Mani I, which is like I am good. So like Naamani is like are you well? And then if you say Mani I, it's like yes, I am well. And we did it all the time at school. So like we would do our acknowledgement of country and then whoever said it in front of the assembly would say like Naamani and the whole school would respond with Mani I.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, I thought they were good at that though.
It was so good.
And another thing that I remember, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we had a meeting with Joe. And Joe also did an acknowledgement of country in the beginning of the episode. And you and I think you and Joe were talking about how much you knew and you're just talking about how much your school like taught you guys about the culture, like even just memorizing the flags and everything. And she was saying how it wasn't a thing in her school when she was in school. But it's good that like everyone's starting to bring that into our studies and like our learning because I think it's so important. How interesting. I think that's really cute. What a beautiful language.
I think at this point of the episode, obviously you heard all of our acknowledgements of country at the beginning, but we'll replay them all. And then after each acknowledgement of country, each of us will kind of explain why that acknowledgement of country is important to us.
My name is Megan. I am a co-host of the university's Take Note podcast recorded on Kaurna land. As an international student born and raised in Malaysia, I acknowledge that I live, study and work on the lands of the Kaurna people. I pay my respects to Kaurna elders past and present. For my acknowledgement of country, I guess it was important for me to share because I don't know a lot. And even just coming here, there's so much to learn, even just Australian culture and Aboriginal culture. And as an international student that was born and raised in Malaysia, I had no clue about any of this until just now. I think it was important to share to other international students that it isn't, there's so much more that you can learn about this. And this is kind of a starting point of like where you are and where you're studying and why it's so good to acknowledge it and why it's so good to like learn about it.
And I think truly understanding how acknowledgements of country are important to everyone, even if you feel like they might not be.
Yeah. Even if you're just here for a few years, it is so important to learn like whose land you're currently studying in.
Yeah. My name is Olivia. I'm a co-host of the university's Take Note podcast, which is recorded on Kaurna land. I was born and raised on Kaurna country. In 2019, I was fortunate to visit the APY lands and live within the Pipilit Jara community for 5 days. This visit was eye-opening and truly allowed me to understand the depth of culture prevalent in the lands. I'd like to acknowledge the elders past, present and future as the true owners of the land and express my gratitude for everything they've helped me learn and will continue to learn. I guess for me, my acknowledgement of country is really, really important to me because like I've spoken about this whole episode, it shares some of my insight that I got into going into the APY lands, into the Pipilit Jara community. And I hope that by hearing about how just a regular Australian like me and visiting that country, I've been able to gain so much more connection to the culture and have a true understanding for why it is so important. And every year, Reconciliation Week is such a good reminder about the time that I did spend up there and how important it was. I feel like I hope that everyone else can listen to my acknowledgement of country and understand truly how important it is and how much learning you can gain even from just the 5 days that I spent there or just 5 minutes of research.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. I definitely learned a lot. I didn't know how it was like or what was even in the middle of Australia. Like that's something very new to me.
Megan and I thought it was really important to have everyone that's involved in the podcast do an acknowledgement of country. So we've got Jo coming on, and even though her role in the podcast is behind the scenes, we really wanted to have her in the episode.
If you don't know Jo, she writes all of the student news that comes out every fortnight in the student inbox, and she also helps us behind the scenes, as Olivia shared, in the ideation and creation of the podcast.
My name is Jo. I work at the University of Adelaide in student communications. I'd like to acknowledge that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples are the original and most enduring storytellers and artists, passing down a rich oral tradition of history, cultural values, and spiritual knowledge. Telling stories of our education journey that inspire and support understanding of backgrounds that are different from our own is one of the most powerful ways storytelling can positively influence our community. I was born and raised on Kaurna country and pay my respects to Kaurna elders, past and present. Storytelling is important to me because it's a way that I make sense of the world.
I think that that's so important because, like, because to me, like, storytelling seems like such an everyday part of life, but to Kaurna culture and to Aboriginal culture, storytelling is like so deeply enriched into their culture. And by acknowledging the storytelling in your acknowledgement of country, it shows how all Australians can really connect to that.
That is all we have time for. Thank you for listening to today's very important episode of Take Note. If you enjoyed the show, then please follow us on Spotify so that other students can find us too.
If you had any opinions on the show, especially today's episode, if you have any feedback, we would really love to take it on board. So please head over to our Instagram where you can follow us at uoa.oncampus.
See you next fortnight.
Take note.
This is a UOA on campus production.